Hello, listener, and thank you again for stopping by. I'm glad to have you back and with me in the exploration of music philosophy. In this space, we will be experiencing music in different ways, trying to test and stretch our answers to philosophical questions like, what is music, and what is our experience with it? You are welcome to write down anything about your experiences or thoughts. However, nothing is necessary. Here we go, into the world of music. This week, we will be breaching into the world of wordless music. The activity this week is to listen to a song that does not have any words in it. One place where you might find these pieces are in the classical music genre, as many pieces in this genre do not feature the human voice. Another place is an instrumental version of a song you already know. Ultimately, you get to decide what you want to listen to. That is the activity for the week. Maybe you already know lots of pieces, or maybe you don't know any. Either way, you can listen to one or many. And in case you want to reflect, here are some questions that you can use to guide you. Why and how did you find this piece? Is the way you found it significant to your experience? When the piece was created, who composed it? When was the piece created? Does the history behind the piece influence your experience? Are you concentrating more on the instruments? What instruments do you hear? Do they all sound the same to you? Why? If you know the song, did you notice something you didn't when there was a singer? Do the instruments sound like they are trying to convey a message to you? Do they sound like they are singing? What do you hear? Is something missing from your experience? Compare this with a song with words. This week, I had another friend do the activity. Here is their response.
The song I chose is called Kiss the Rain by Yuruma. I first heard this piece when I was FaceTiming my best friend back in 9th or 10th grade. I don't necessarily remember the context as to how this conversation came about, but I think we were talking about music, and she was telling me about a piece she was learning, which so happened to be this one. I thought the song was really soothing and calm. Then she told me it was in a Korean drama, and I could picture exactly how the piece was used. The piece was composed in 1997. Knowing who created the piece or when the piece was created doesn't necessarily influence my experience. However, knowing the title of this song and knowing that this piece was played in a Korean drama influenced my experience. I can't help but think about the scene that this song was played. I haven't watched a drama with this song playing in the background, so I created a scene and imagined what would unfold when this song is playing. I imagined that the main character would be walking in the rain after they made a discovery or a revelation. They're walking through a garden, picking at the flowers, looking at the sky from time to time, and pondering about the situation that they are in. The camera would be panning in and out of the main character, zooming in and out as she is walking along the garden. When I listen to the song, it makes me feel like there's internal conflict within, and the person is reflecting and evaluating what is going on in their head. If I hadn't known this song was played in a Korean drama, I would have had a completely different idea in my head. I'm not exactly sure what it would be, but it is a soothing and calming song. I don't concentrate more on the sound than usual. If anything, I concentrate less, and I think it might be because there aren't any lyrics in the piece. Comparing it to the music with lyrics, there are various aspects of the song I would listen to and concentrate on. I would need to concentrate on the lyrics to decipher it while listening to the instrumental. But listening to a piece without lyrics allows me to listen to it without necessarily having to listen to multiple parts of the song. When I listen to this piece, I can only hear a piano because I can't imagine another instrument with the range of octaves that are played in this piece. The gentleness reminds me of a piano, but I may be biased just because I've also had another friend play this song on the piano. The song itself tells a story. I wouldn't say that the song is necessarily singing to me, but I can imagine where the thoughts are leading to. I had previously mentioned that this song reminds me of reflecting on something, and I thought about the song Reflection from Mulan. I think the words make a huge difference in the experience. Personally, when lyrics are provided, whether it is talking about love, heartbreak, food, happiness, the artist is already telling me what the song is about. Listening to a song without lyrics allows for a variety of interpretations. Music with no words sets a mood or a tone, but it is really up to the listener to interpret what the music is conveying, which is different from person to person.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thank you for listening. And as a reminder, you are free to do the activities or not. And you are free to write as much or as little as you want. If you would like to share, there's a space below to put up your thoughts for discussion. Until the next episode, take care and enjoy music.